I feel like shit, okay? I don't really know what's going on. I kind of feel like I'm gonna throw up, kind of feel like I have a headache. Feels like I have a hangover, but I'm not hungover because, yes, I did drink last night, but I only had 3 drinks, and, like, that ain't shit. So, I don't know. Like, I kind of am nervous, like, because remember, I've been throwing up with my medicine. Like, I hope it's not that, but I don't know. Hopefully, I would just be hungover, but I just do not think that's the case because, like, I don't get hungover unless I'm, like, fucked up. And, yeah, I literally had a Cayman Jack and 2 margaritas. So, soba. Shit, hold on. I want to clear out my computer screen. There's, like, 20 things on it right now because I don't know what the fuck. Good morning. It's 11:52. I just got home. Okay. Take a deep breath. Fuck. Okay, so let's see. Since last Wednesday, I was gonna paint the mailbox. I was going to the lake. I was, you know, doing big things, okay? I did that. Well, okay. I painted the base of the mailbox. Like, I painted it white to do, just to start out, painted the numbers back on it because you gotta have that ASAP, and I painted the little flip-flap red. So, oh, and then on the inside, I wrote a little cute, like, thank you for the mail lady or the mailman, whatever. But, yeah, so I have yet to add anything fun or, you know, any of that because I've been a busy girl, okay? I did, so, yeah, that was Wednesday, and then Thursday, I was supposed to hang out with Trent, but he was, like, not having it, so he was, like, let's hang out tomorrow instead if that's okay, and I was, like, fuck yes. So, I was, like, we were leaving work, and I was, like, y'all wanna go get a drink? But Maria couldn't, boo, and then Cassidy could, so we did. We went out, had a little drink, talked a lot, which is, like, it was really good. Because I feel like Cassidy, she's, like, we've been friends. I've known her, let me just say, I've known her for, like, my entire life. We started actually, like, communicating in middle school, and then we became, like, friends in high school. And then, obviously, after high school, still super close, like, we worked together. So that, we've always, yeah, known each other, but I feel like she's, like, you gotta, that bitch will spill her tea, but, like, I don't know, it's just crazy, like, I feel like I learn so much about her every time I hang out with her, and it's, like, I don't know, it's just weird, I guess that's kind of how hanging out goes, but it's just crazy, like, from our past, like, from our childhood, like, it's just weird, like, being, like, oh my god, like, what? But yeah, so we hung out and talked. I didn't get home till midnight. What the hell? But it was good. We had fun. And then Friday, me and Trent hung out. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, same thing. We just talk. Cause us, we could talk forever. Both of us could never shut the fuck up. Like, we can fucking chow down. Like, we have so many things to talk about always. So that was good, of course. And I ended up spending the night. I fell asleep. I was like, we talked about it, and I was like, yeah, I'll stay here. Like, fuck it. Like, I can just drive home early in the morning, whatever. And then he was like, yeah, whatever. And then literally, I feel like 5 minutes after that, I fell asleep out of nowhere. Like, I don't know what the heck, but he was like, yeah, I looked up and you were asleep. I was like, oh shit, sorry, sleepy girl. But yeah, we just, yeah, hung out at his apartment. We went to the Stowe, and then we went and we made chicken Caesar salad wraps, and they were good as hell. He made me one for lunch the next day too. It was so good. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Because at our old job, me and Trent know each other because we used to work together. And, like, we used to cook it up. Like, it's fun cooking. And the shit we could make is, like, fancy. Like, it's all Italian. Like, we could fuck it up. So, yeah, we were just like, oh, we should cook. But we didn't want to do anything, like, you know, extreme or anything like that. So, we just did the chicken Caesar salad wraps. So that was really good. And then that was okay, Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday, I've been a busy girl, y'all. I've been a real busy girl, okay? Saturday after work, go to Cheyenne's. And there was a party happening that I was, she said that they might be having a party, but she never confirmed or denied, so I didn't know, but I was thinking like, no, since she didn't say, like, oh, yeah, we're having that party, I guess. So, I didn't bring anything to drink for me because they beer drinkers. And your girl, and not a beer drinker. I would rather be sober. So, we went, we partied, and then we, yeah, it was fun. And then Sunday, we were like, we should do something fun, like, our last little Sunday together for a second. But I was, that's a lie. She's coming over this weekend. But, so we went to this, we went out to Dahlia's. We went and ate some barbecue. It was so good. We went to Terry Black's barbecue. We were going to go to, there's a place called Hurtado. And then there's also this place called Hutchins. And I've seen both of those on TikTok and I was like, we should go there. And so we were going to go, but Hurtado's in Fort Worth. And then Hutchins is like, on a different part of Dallas, so fuck no. So I looked up and there was one right next to the place that we were going, because we were going out to our little sunset sessions. We haven't been in like a month, and yeah, so we went and that was a lot of fun. And the barbecue was so fucking good. I got a sliced brisket sandwich. Honestly, there was a lot of fat in there, but I just took it out and there was still so much brisket, so it was still good. And then she got pulled pork. That one was really good. I should have got that. And then we got mac and cheese and potato salad. Mac and cheese, honestly, it was fine. Like, it was, like, baseline mac and cheese. Like, it was just, like, I feel like for barbecue, like, I want the mac and cheese to be so fucking good. Like, it needs to be the best mac and cheese of my life. And yeah, it was not. It was not that good. So, there was that. But the potato salad, bitch. Oh, my God. The potato salad was fucking fire. It was so good. Oh, yeah. I really liked it. And then, yeah, we went and we danced and it was fun. And then, yeah, we just hung out Sunday. And then I spent the night again and then just drove from there to work Monday. And then Monday night, come home, me and my mom hang out, we finish our mermaid show, okay? I didn't realize that we had one episode left, and, like, we're watching, and then as it's getting closer to the end, like, it's getting fucking crazy, like, a lot of fucking shit is happening. And so I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, oh no, is this the end? And then, like, as more is coming out, I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is the end, fuck. And it was, but it was fucking crazy. Went out with a bang, for sure. So, yeah, 10 out of 10. But, damn, I was like, no, it's over. I'm pissed. I want to see so much more. But whatever. And then, after that, I came out and I was hanging out with Brody and Brianna. And we were talking. Ooh, and this is going to be good. I got to thinking. Hold on. I have to go. I have to go take a shit real quick. I'll be right back. I didn't shit and I'm pissed. I'm like, I feel like gross. Like, I want something to happen. I want to shit or throw up or something. My head just hurts, but I hate taking medicine, but it's literally getting worse. Like, it's not getting any better. So I might. Okay. Monday night, hanging out with Brody and Brianna. Okay. So we're talking and Brody was just talking about a lot of things. He was having a good thinking day. He was going in and telling me what he's been thinking about. And You know what? Hang on. I gotta remember. Okay. One thing we were talking about is having more joy in the days. And I think I've talked about that on the here before, the Ross Gay Daily Delight thing. And I don't know. That idea, like, I just feel like every single time that comes up for me and I remember it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's so good. And it's pretty much just like looking for something good in your day. And once you start doing that, like, it just shifts how your days go, because once, like, if you're looking for one good thing in your day, you're gonna start and you're gonna be looking one good thing, okay? And then, like, eventually your brain is just gonna shift and it's just gonna be looking for good things every day. And so, like, it's just gonna be like, I don't know, you're just gonna be noticing all the good things in your life versus, like, I feel like, because I came out here and they were like, oh, like, what's something good that happened in your day today? And literally I was sitting there and I was like, well, we just finished the show, like, that was good, and I was telling them about it. But I just, like, after that I was thinking, I'm like, what is something actually good that happened today? And I was literally just sitting there and I'm like, well, this sucked and this sucked and this sucked and this sucked. And I was just being fucking negative little Nancy over there. And so then I was trying to think and I'm like, no, what is something good? Like, you cannot tell me every single thing in your day was bad. Like, no, we're not doing that. And this is all happening in my head. And so then I was just thinking about something good, and I was like, ooh, I listened to my podcast, like, that was really good. Ooh, this happened, that was good. Like, ooh, this. And, like, it was just, like, an instant shift like that right there. And so, yeah, I didn't do that yesterday, but I'm gonna do it today. And it's gonna be great. I wanna do that. And then, and then I was meditating a little bit. I don't know when. I think Tuesday morning. I have no idea. And I was just practicing some gratitude. And I just feel like, instead of, like, I don't like gratitude practices, because it's like, oh, what are you thankful for? And it's like, oh, I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my house. I'm thankful for this and that. And it's like, yeah, yeah. But, like, obviously I'm thankful for that. I feel like, I don't know, like, I want something a little more, like, that I have to actually think about. Like, I don't want it to just be, like, you know, because everyone, if you're like, oh, what are you thankful for? Oh, my health, my family, my friends, my this, my that. Like, I feel like, yes. So I wanted something that's a little more current, I guess, yeah. And so I was laying there and I was like, you know what? I'm thankful that I'm spending the time here with myself, you know, taking care of myself. I'm trying to be progressive. I'm trying to. Oh, this was Monday night. This was after I went inside, because you know what? I was like, oh, I had so many things on my mind. I was thinking, oh, and I don't even, I left my phone inside. I'm being a little unplugged right now. Okay. So, but I made notes because there was things like, because that was one of his things that he had been thinking about, was just, like, finding the joy in the days and how that can, like, shift your brain a little bit. And then, let's see. He talked about a few different things, but, ugh, I don't remember some of them. But I was, like, I don't know. I feel like I was really active listening. Like, I think that is something that sometimes I'm not good at, like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm, a lot of times I'm like, ooh, I can say this, I can say this. Like, I'm just listening to respond instead of listening to hear. Isn't that so magical? Okay, we're gonna go on a little tangent real quick. But one time at cheer camp in, like, it was high school, we were sitting there and we were all with our little teams and we're sitting in groups and we're, like, talking about, we're going in a circle and, like, a goal that we have for this year and, like, the goal for the squad, like, something here. And I literally heard someone from another group say, I want to listen to hear instead of listen to respond. Like, I just want to be a better active listener. And I heard that and I was like, you know what? Fuck yeah. And so it got to my turn and I said that. And then everyone's like, that was so good. I was like, right? I just heard someone else say that. Like, that was not me that said that. But isn't it good? Like, I feel that. And it was funny because everyone was like, oh, what? You just stole that? And I was like, I did, bitch. But it was good. Like, Yeah, I agree. 10 out of 10. And I don't know, that's just something that I like to think about, because I do feel like a lot of times I'm just listening and then I'm like, ooh, da da da. Like, a lot of my friends, our conversations are very like, one of us interrupts, one of us interrupts, one of us interrupts, one of us interrupts. And it's just like extremely like fast. And sometimes I think it's good. Well, Brody has taught me that, you know, there's active listening and like actually like, cause yeah, that's been like a fight kind of, cause he's like, I feel like you never, like, you're just constantly interrupting me. And I'm like, I don't see it. Like, I get what he's saying, because literally, yes, I am interrupting him, but with anyone else who I have conversations with, we're very like, I feel like that's how I talk. And I don't know if that's like an ADHD thing, I feel like a little bit, or like really what, but I'm just like, I don't know, like, I get what you're saying, you know, I don't know, but I do like active listening, so I think that's important, so I was really trying to do that. But then sometimes when I'm doing that, I'm like, I'm not doing a good job, like, actively listen, like, make more eye contact, and then I'm like, look like someone who's actively listening. And then I'm just so, like, stressed out about how to actively listen that I'm not actively listening. And I feel like that is, like, a lot of things. Like, because then we didn't talk about the active listening, but I was thinking of that. But I also feel like I was active listening for most of it. And then he was talking about, he said someone told him on someone he was listening to, you don't always have to be growing. And that was just, like, seemed, like, profound as fuck. Because what do you mean, I don't always have to be growing? Like, what? And because I feel like since I have started growing and have all of these new ideas and thoughts and things all the time, I feel like I need to be growing. And I definitely have, you know, mentioned it here. I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm at like a resting phase. Like, I feel like I'm not growing enough. I feel like da 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 da. And I think how that shows up in my day to day is growing in connection, connecting. I really want to be connected, even back to like, I don't know, my friends and stuff. Like, I'm just like, okay, I want to be able to get the most out of this that I possibly can. And I feel like if I'm not, and I feel like I'm not, then I'm just not going to get anything out of it. Because then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm not growing. Like, I'm not spending my time good enough. Like, I'm not growing as much as I should, or connecting as much as I should. Like, is this what I should be talking about? Is this what I should be thinking about? Like, is this this? And like, then it just comes into this, like, there's just so much pressure on it that it's like, I'm unable to grow because I'm putting so much pressure on, I have to grow, I have to grow, I have to grow. Like, I have to connect, I have to connect. Like, I don't know. And, like, with Cheyenne, I mentioned that on here, too. You know, like, I feel like we haven't really got to sit and connect. It's just been, like, we're going and we're doing and we're this and we're that. And that's been stressing me out because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what if we're, like, our relationship is just falling apart? Like, what if, like, this is it? Like, I don't know. And I just feel like I don't want to be stagnant. I just want to keep progressing and growing. And yeah, I just, like, whenever he was like, you don't always have to be growing, I was like, what? Because I'm like, that seems pretty fucking, like, obvious, but I don't know, like, that seemed profound to me, because I had just not had that thought. Like, I just, since I started growing, I've just been like, I have to grow, I have to grow, I have to grow, I have to keep growing. Like, this gotta, I gotta grow the most that I possibly can today. And, like, it's okay to not. Like, you have to, like, he was saying, like, he's trying to, like, at the end of his day, like, be like, okay, this is enough for today, and turn it off. And I like that. That, I needed that, because I feel like I've just been so, like, so fucking stressed, and like, it's like stunting my growth, because I can't stop fucking being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm not growing, I'm not connecting, fuck. But yeah. And I think I texted him this after. I think this goes back to like the presence, because, oh, okay, wait, also, okay, wait, hold on, let me finish that. So it's like, Okay, so the growing, and you know, you don't always have to be growing. And then also, it's important to take breaks and break the routines of doing these things. Because if you're in routine, doing the same things that you always do, like, okay, going to work every single day, it's kind of like you get into robot mode. Like, you get on autopilot because you know, like, you have an expectation of the day, so you can't really get more out of it because you think that, like, you've already gotten the most out of it. You can, because your body does it every single day, so it's, like, just a habit, and it's just, like, you're not, like, fully, like, consumed by it. Like, you're just kind of, like, do-to-do-do-to-do, like, your body just knows what to do, you know? And so then it was just like, you know, breaking routine is important. I'm trying to think, because these are kind of things that he was saying, and he was talking about different examples, like, he experiences it differently, where I feel like my thing is, like, growing and connecting. Like, I feel like those are, like, my biggest, like, daily missions, I guess. But I don't know, like, just breaking the routine and just being like, okay, let me just experience this and, like, not go with the expectation and, like, and just, like, try it up. Like, it's, like, even if you can, like, remove yourself from doing something mentally, emotionally, physically, like, whatever it is, just put some distance there. So, like, the growth, like, constantly feeling like, I have to grow, it's, like, then I just can't even grow because I'm just so stressed about growing. Where if I step back and just am doing something different, if I emotionally and mentally I'm thinking and feeling about other things, then the growth will naturally happen when it comes in there. But it's not going to be like this forced pressure. It's adding so much pressure to be thinking about this constantly. And it's like, it's not even as exciting just because I feel like I'm failing. Like, and obviously that's not healthy. So, yeah. I want to try to do that. I want to, and also just turning it off at the end of the day, being like, okay, now I'm just going to relax, and I just am going to kind of turn my brain off from, like, I want to be content with what I've done today. I want to be like, okay, this is good. We're going to stop this for today, and then I'm just going to, you know, relax and, yeah, go to bed and stuff. Like, because I feel like a lot of times I go to bed stressed out still because I've been so stressed during the day. So whenever it comes to night, I'm just like, fuck. And I think it's because I want the most out of my day, but I think I would get more out of my day if I actually am, like, implicating these tools and just really, like, okay, you know? I don't know. Whatever. But my fucking head is killing me, dude. I'm turning this light off. Like, it's so bad. I don't know what is going on. I think I might have to take medicine because it fucking hurts. But, yeah. I just want to be growing the most that I possibly can. But I also want it to be in a healthy way. I want to have a healthy relationship with it. And I want to say, you know what? It doesn't always have to be the most that I can. It can just be, I don't know. It can just be. So, there was something else that I wrote down from that conversation that was good, but like I said, unplugged, so I don't have my phone. But it was, I'm trying to think. I might go get it in a little bit because I kind of want to take medicine. So, if I go inside, I'll grab my phone just so we can look at that. But yeah, that's just something I want to think about. Those are things I want to be doing because I feel like if I stop stressing about growing and connecting the most that I possibly can, I'll be able to grow and connect the most that I can. Because I think it's standing in my way having all this pressure on it. I feel like I just repeated myself 10 times, but you get it. That's just how I am. And then let's see. Oh. And then Tuesday, went to work, went home, and then they have this little fair and rodeo in August. And so we went and did that, and that was fun. It was kind of dead as fuck, though, actually. So, like, I feel like we got there kind of late, and then we were there for the concert, and, like, it was dead. Like, I was surprised. Everyone was surprised. We're like, what the hell? Because the guy who was performing, like, he's local, and, like, he's been there, like, the past years. Like, he's, like, I don't know. So, yeah, it was kind of surprising that it was dead as fuck. And then, oh my god, you guys. Okay. So, this girl came up to me and Cassidy and was talking to Cassidy and was like, oh my god, are you single? Like, da da da. Like, my brother's over here. Like, he, I'm his wing woman pretty much. And, like, do you think he's cute? Like, would you want to dance with him? You want to talk to him? Like, da 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 da. And I had, like, walked away. I was throwing my shit away or something whenever, they first started talking. So I walked back up and I was like, what's going on? What's going on? And she's like, oh, my brother, like, da 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 da, whatever, you think he's cute? And I'm like, get his number. Like, go, like, you know, like, why not? Like, fuck it. And so she talks to him for a second. And then what was I doing? Oh, I went and I was talking to this girl because we're at this concert and everyone is, like, fucking standing there. Like, I just don't understand. Like, obviously, like, wasn't a rave because at a rave, everyone is just, like, so happy and fun and dancing and, like, it's just, like, good atmosphere. Here, because it was country, so it was, like, everyone is standing, like, super, like, spread out. It's, like, in little, like, cliques. And no one is smiling. Not a single person smiling. Everyone is standing there with, like, a straight face. Some people are talking, but if they're talking, they're, like, closed in a little circle. And no one is dancing. Like, no one's even, like, tapping their foot. Like, no one's moving. It's just, like, weird. And I'm standing there. I'm like, this is weird. Like, what am I doing? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Is this it? Like, here's also the thing. I've been to tons of country concerts, but I just feel like I'm a lot more distanced from that now. Like, that's not really my thing. So, I don't know. And also, it was kind of dead. So, it was like, there was that too, but I don't know. I just don't know, okay? And then, anyway, whatever. So, Cassidy talks to this guy for a second, and then we're like, he asked her to dance, and we're like, oh, we're gonna go get another drink. Like, we'll be back. And then we go get another drink, and then I saw my girl Lisa. She's a mom of this girl that, like, I was Landry, like, we were friends forever. Like, our moms cheer coach us together. Let's see, she was telling me a story about when I was 5, so at least since I was 5, I've been friends with Landry. And yeah, we were friends in high school. She did not talk to anyone. We talked about that after high school because we hung out because I went and visited her a few times, out in San Marcos. But I don't know. We haven't talked in a couple of years, I guess. But yeah, in high school, like, she kind of stopped talking to everyone. She was, like, doing her own thing, I guess. But we're not, like, not friends. We're just not, like, super besties. But, like, if I saw her, like, we would talk probably. But anyway, her mother was, like, also, like, a part of my life because we were always hanging out. Okay, I have to go in because I gotta get the fucking computer charger and I'll grab my phone and I gotta get all my fucking shit, so hold on. Wow. After a long adventure, we're back, bitch. Okay, it's probably been 15 minutes and I went inside to get the charger, my phone, and some medicine and I couldn't find the charger. I was pissed, okay? Because I use this computer, my mom uses this computer, and my brother occasionally uses this computer. And so I'm like, where is it? I don't know where it is. And I'm like looking in all the places where anyone uses it, I feel like. And I couldn't find it. And I'm like, what the hell? And so I'm like, mom, I need you to help me look for the computer charger. And she's looking and she's like, why would I have it? And I'm like, bitch, because you use a computer too. Like, what do you mean? And then she couldn't find it. And so I go to Brody and I'm like, you have the computer charger? And he goes, why would I have it? Bitch, you fucking use a computer too. What the hell? And so I was like, nobody knew where it was. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. Like, my head hurts so bad. And then I was like, but I didn't even look in the shop, like, where I am right now. Like, I didn't even look out here. I was just like, fuck it, it's not out here. But it was. But it was not where I use it. It was where they use it in the shop. But they're just not usually in the shop. So, whatever. Anyway, I got that, took some medicine, am drinking some little True Lab liquid IV thing, hydrate, electrolyte thing, and I need to finish it, but it's just gross. It's not gross, it's just really strong, but, I'm so mad that my head hurts. Like, I'm just like, why? Like, come on, we gotta get over this. I'm ready for it to be done. And, okay, anyway, fuck. Okay. Oh, and I did grab my phone so I could look at my notes, but I was in the middle of talking about Lisa. Oh, no, I was talking about that guy. Okay, and so, anyway, we tell him to hold on because we gotta go get this damn drink, okay? And then we come back. Oh, yeah, and then we run into Lisa, and we're talking to her forever. It was good. I haven't seen her. I saw her last year, I'm pretty sure, but it was, like, quick. Like, they were really busy, so. But since it was dead as fuck, she was right there, and we got to talk a lot, and it was good. I was like, you know what? Like, I love you. Like, there's just something, like, I just feel like I remember her from so much of my childhood, because, like, me and Landry were friends, and then she was our cheer coach with my mom, and then she, in, like, middle school, she was friends with that cheer coach, so she would come to some of that shit and help out, and then also in high school, she was friends with that cheer coach, so, like, it, yeah, she was involved, like, she's just a cheer mom, and, yeah, it was just fun. I like her, and so, yeah, it was good to see her, and it's weird now, because it's, like, I'm, like, an adult, so we, like, I don't know, it's just different, but it's still fun. Anyway, so we got to talk a lot, and then saw some random bitches from high school, literally just this one kid, but my Cassidy was like, Casey, that you? And it was, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't really know that kid super well, but I kind of knew him forever, so I don't know, I did not recognize him though, like, he looks so different. But, yeah, I didn't really, I knew his brother was my age, so, that, but, I don't know, whatever, not really, weren't really, like, friends with them, but, anyway, then, probably after, like, 30 minutes, we go back, and we go and stand, like, in this little gap where no one is, because they're freaks, and this guy that was gonna dance with Cassidy, that Cassidy was gonna dance with, he was dancing with another girl, and I saw her, and I was like, ooh, your man, which Cassidy was, like, not really about it, like, she was kinda like, whatever, but, like, whatever, and so we saw him dancing with this girl, so we were just, like, joking about it, and they were dancing, and then I turn around, and I'm, like, watching them, and he dips her, and it's, like, a big dip, and so she lifts one leg up. And then something happens. I don't know what. I literally was watching. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. But she, like, puts her leg back down. And she's, like, starting it. Like, she's like, ow, ow, ow. And I'm kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, what's going on with this girl? And then she's like, ow, ow. And is, like, being dramatic, I thought. Okay. And I'm like, oh, God, like, she's crying, like, I don't even know what happened, like, what the hell? Like, I don't, what just happened? And, like, of course, like, he's standing there, he's like, are you okay? Like, they're trying to figure out what's going on, and I'm like, I'm just over here watching. I don't know. I can't, I don't want to, there's, like, 20 people over there already. And everyone's like, she's, like, really hurt. And we're like, what the fuck? And so then the medics, like, they get her a little place to sit. Oh, my fuck. When that bitch sat, she was sat. Her knee was popping out of the side of her leg. Like, because whenever she landed, everything still looked normal. Didn't see anything weird. And then, like, as time was going on, I feel like it was popping more. Like, I don't know if her kneecap just completely flopped out of place. I don't really know how all that shit works. I've never really, I don't know. I don't know what in the fuck happened. But by the time she sat down, like, sticking out on the outside of her, on the outside of her leg and her knee, like, there was just this giant lump. So I think her kneecap just jumped right over, took a little dive, because damn. And it was fucked up. And I was like, I feel bad. Like, I was like, I was just watching her dip, and I was just like, oh my god, is she being dramatic? Like, what the hell happened? Of course, this is, like, all in my head, or to Cassidy. Like, this isn't, it's not like I was, like, doing a thing, but I was like, damn, like, I did not, like, realize. And then, like, they had to get the stretcher, like, all the firefighters came out there, like, or the EMTs, whatever. But it was fucking crazy. Like, I was like, what the fuck? And then, like, her whole knee, like, is just popping out, and, like, she's just, like, she's sitting there, like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. It was really fucking crazy. And oh my god, yeah. And the medics were taking forever, like, but they finally got her up, and, you know, oh fuck though, like, I could not believe that. And yeah, I'm like, that poor girl, like, literally dancing with this random guy, and next thing you know, you're on your way to the hospital. Like, holy fucking shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hell. I felt so bad. But hopefully she's good. Hopefully. Oh, God. It was, like, jumping out there. Like, I could see it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was really sticking out the side. But then I saw this guy. Remember that guy that I told y'all that. Sorry. Trigger warning. Essay. That was the first person that ever sexually assaulted me, like, that was my friend's, like, way older brother. Yeah, he was there, which he's always there. Like, I've seen him, like, you know, there, like, he, like, works there, does something there, I don't know. But, yeah, and he was literally standing, like, in between me and this girl, probably, like, 5 feet away from me. And so, that was super fucking weird, and I was like, and, like, he knows, like, me and Cassidy, and I was like, fuck no, like, if he comes over here, because I feel like, I have a lot of people pleaser in me, and a lot of times I feel like I'm not confrontational, but him, fuck no. I was like, bitch, don't even think about coming over here, because fuck no. And, like, especially with men, it's pretty easy for me to just be like, no, get away from me. And yeah, so that was weird, but luckily he didn't come over, so we were good. But also, it's like not weird for me to see him, because that literally happened, like, oh, it's not weird for me to see him because, like, it happened literally when I was in fourth grade, and I continued being friends with these girls, like, forever. So I saw him, like, literally, like, the next day after that, probably the day after that, probably the day after that. Like, I saw him all the time. So it's not weird to see him, but, like, now that I'm like, you know what, this is weird as fuck, I will not tolerate it, I guess. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, so last night was crazy, and then we went home and we ate pizza rolls. And then what else happened? Oh, ew. And then while we were at the fair too, I got a corn dog, because duh, why else would I go to the fair? And I'm eating it, and this man walks by me and goes, is that good? Duh, bitch, duh, it's good. I just was like, thumbs up, because get out of my face. But yeah, it was weird. And then, let's see. Okay, now we're gonna go back to Brody. My notes say, I do not always have to be growing and connecting. Obviously, we talked about that. And break the routine, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And we also talked about that. So, that was the beast. Sorry. I was having a lot of deep thoughts about it, like, right after that conversation. Like, I don't know. That was really doing... I was having something was happening to me. And then... Okay. Now... I want to tell you, we're going to talk about men, okay? And I just want to start by saying, I'm not around men. The men in my life, okay, my brother, obviously, my stepdad, obviously, and this coworker of mine. Okay. Brody is like my sister, okay? You know, he's not a regular mom. He's a cool mom. But I don't know. I just say he's my sister because I've never met another man like him. Like, he's actually just, like, not a creep. That's pretty fucking rare and crazy. And, like, I don't know. Like, he's, like, emotionally intelligent. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of things about him that I think are really cool and good, and like I feel like that I love being in relationship with him, but I've never met a man like that, so that's why I like to call him my sister, just because I'm like, there's no way you're a man. Like, why are you not a creep? Like, why are you not a fucking creep if you're a man? I don't get it. How is there no other man that's not a creep? Like, I don't get it. And yeah. And then Chris, my stepdad, we're cool. He's a cool man. Cool man. Good man. Good man. And he's not a creep either, but also, like, he does also, like, give man a lot of the time, you know? But I feel like, I don't know. Yes, I don't know how to describe that. Like, I don't know. He's a good man. He loved me. He took care of our family. Like, he's great in that. So it's not like we have, like, it's not like, I don't know. Okay. These men are just excused from this male hate. Okay. I love them. And then my coworker, yeah, whatever. That's the only other man I encounter. So that's the men in my life. And, like, other than that, like, I don't have guy friends. I don't have boyfriends. I don't talk to any guys. I don't go in places where there's a lot of guys, and if I do, I do not interact with them. Sometimes we have guys Uber, and sometimes they're not the worst thing ever, and sometimes they are. But that's rare. We do have a lot of women Ubers. We are very lucky for that. Okay. So, that's me just setting the scene of, like, the men in my life. Like, that's it. That's all the guys I encounter. I try to avoid men at all costs, but those are unavoidable. And my brother and my stepdad love them. So, there's that. Okay. So, the other day, I had to be in close proximity with men. Lots of men. Lots of white, straight men. Okay, to be exact. And I hated it. Okay. And it's like, anytime that I just, like, encounter a man, like, I feel like I want to be better. I feel like, no, I hate men too much. Like, no, I'm just such a bitch. Like, I cannot hate all men this much. Like, that's too big of a generalization. Blah, 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 blah. False. Because every single time I encounter another man, it just validates my experience and my hatred for men. And I don't do that. I'm not looking for that. I try to be like, okay, benefit of the doubt. And it's just, like, so easily, like, ew. Like, okay, so we're at this thing, and I'm here with a friend, okay? And, okay, let's see. And also, I don't know, because I'm like, I don't want to poke. I'm not hating. I don't hate these men. I am just going to be giving some examples of how they validate my experience and reasons for hating men. And I'm kind of joking because there's a chance I will see these men again. Like, this will, like, some of them at least, like, and it's like some of these, you know, they do have characteristics that are okay and fine, but they also have a lot more that just make me realize, like, yeah, there's just no way I would choose to be around a man on my own. I feel like, okay, so anyway, I'm not trying to be a fucking bitch, but I just need to talk about this because, yeah, and explain more why I hate men. Okay, so we're here at the thing, and, okay, let's see, first thing that was weird. Oh, okay, this married man was here, and my friend has the hot goss on him, okay, and, like, he's done some shady fucking shit, okay, in his relationship, and it's, like, I've heard of these things, but, like, I haven't seen them in action, but then he, like, makes a couple comments, like, to my friends, and it's, like, it's like your wife is literally in the room next to you. And it's like, I just feel like that's so disrespectful. Like, I just feel like, because I think if I ever confronted him about this, which I don't think that, like, I have the place to do that. Like, I don't know this person. This is literally, I don't know, whatever. Like, I just, like, that's not my place. But if he was ever confronted about this, I think he'd be like, that's not cheating. Like, I was not flirting. Like, I literally made a joke. Like, da 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 da. It's like, I can just imagine what he would say. And it's just, like, it's just crazy to me that, like, you are married to this woman. You claim that you love this woman. And this is the one woman. But then you're literally, like, making these comments while she's in the room next to you. The fact that you're making these comments to other women at all is just, like, absurd to me. Like, that is just something, like, I don't know. Obviously, cheating is cheating. Like, this isn't something crazy that I'm talking about. But it's, like, what? Like, why are you even doing this? Like, why are you in a relationship with this woman if this is how you act? Like, I just don't understand it. Like, the older I get, the more that I'm just, like, why the fuck would you cheat? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's, like, these comments, like, I feel like people, I think cheating is a spectrum, and, like, there's all different kinds of things, but I'm, like, whatever, like, maybe this isn't cheating, but this is disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Why would you want to disrespect your number one, okay? So I'm, like, fuck, God, I hate men. And then, okay, let's see. Oh. Okay. Then another man, like, got, like, mad at his wife, like, in front of everyone. And obviously, like, that's kind of weird because it's, like, this weird, like, dominance, like, power dynamic thing. And you're, like, doing this in front of everyone. So it's, like, kind of embarrassing, kind of, like, crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, that was just, like, uncomfortable for, I think, everyone, but especially me. And I don't know, like, that just kind of seemed disrespectful too. Like, if I'm in a relationship, like, if there's a problem, like, in our relationship, it needs to be between us. Like, it doesn't need, I don't know, like, it was just, like, a weird thing, and I was just like, what is happening right now? Like, am I just supposed to sit here and fucking watch this? Like, I don't know, like, it was just like, I don't know. We just went out. And then, okay, so I'm just like, oh, God, like, this is my experience around men. And then we're like, okay, like, shot. Like, who wants a shot? And so me and my friend go pour shots. for everyone who said they wanted a shot. And then we come back out. And then they're like, oh, we didn't get a shot for blah, blah, blah. We didn't get a shot for blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, like, you know where it is? Like, I don't know. Like, it was just, like, crazy because, like, the woman, like, gave her shot up and gave it to one of the guys. And then they were like, yeah, yeah. Like, nobody gave a fuck. Like, absolutely not. And so, like, me and her went in and we took another shot because what the fuck was that? And, like, she, like, took all their shot glasses for them. Like, they, like, just handed them to her. Bitch, what? No, no, no. No, 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 no. I don't know. Weird behavior. And then this happens again later in the night. We go and we pour shots for everyone who said they wanted them. And one guy wasn't even out there. And then when we're finally ready to take the shot, we poured them everything. We're taking this shot. He's like, I don't have a shot. I don't have a shot. And we're like, okay, well, literally the freezer is right there. Like, you can go grab the liquor. Like, pour yourself a shot. Like, it'll take 5 seconds. Like, we'll wait on you. And he's like, I don't have one. Like, really? Like, y'all didn't pour me one? Y'all didn't pour me a shot? And I'm like, no, you weren't even out here. And he's like, I don't have a shot. I don't have a shot. And he's sitting there, like, probably said it 10 times about how he doesn't have a fucking shot. And I'm like, okay. And then one of the girls tries to be like, oh, I'll go get you one. And I'm like, no, you won't. Like, no. You know where the freezer is? Like, you can go get your own shot. And so we take our shot. And then we're, like, talking and whatever. And he's like, yeah, but I didn't get my shot. So, like, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. And I'm like, oh, my God, shut the fuck up. Like, you're a fucking baby. If you want a shot, you know where to find it. Stop fucking milking this. Nobody feels fucking bad for you. Like, you're a little bitch. And, like, of course, I didn't say any of that. I'm just like, I don't, but I was telling him, I'm like, dude, you know where the freezer is. If you want a shot, you can go get a shot. Like, you weren't even out here. I don't feel bad that you don't have a shot. You know where to find one. And, oh, my God, like, it was just so annoying the way that he kept on being like, but I don't have a shot. Like, I don't have a shot. Shut the fuck up. Get away from me. Oh, my God. I hated it. And then, let's see. oh, my God. That was so annoying. And then, oh, and then we were playing, like, we got on the aux because, of course, the boys had been hugging it the whole time, and we were trying to play our little game, like, that, you know, the letter game that I told y'all about last week, the alphabet, where it's, like, you go, everyone gets a letter, and then you pick a song that either the artist or the name of the song starts with that letter. And so we're playing that, and then we're playing our songs, and they're, like, who is playing this music? Like, this is horrible music. Like, ew, okay, no one fucking ask. Put in your headphones. Leave, for all I care, okay? Shut up. No one complained about your music. That fucking sucks, okay? And then, okay. Anyway. And it's, like, most of these interactions, I'm just sitting here kind of being like, oh, like, tweaking it out in my head, but I can't say anything because, like, it's just not my place. Like, this is just, like, I'm that outcast here. Like, I can't really, like, yeah, whatever. And anyway, then we go in, and I'm talking to one of the homegirls later, and she's trying to tell me this story. And her husband is sitting here, and she's telling me about one of her coworkers, and she's like, oh, yeah, my coworker, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, blah, blah, who's that? Who's that? Like, who is that? And then she's, like, trying to talk, and he's like, who is that? Who is that? And, oh, my God, I wanted to throat punch him so bad. He was so annoying. And he was just, like, I guess he was just drunk, I hope. Like, I hope he doesn't actually act like that, but I don't know. Like, I've only met him a few times, so I don't know. But, oh, my God, like, it was horrible. And then she's like, oh, yeah, like, talking about her coworker, like, still talking about work. And he's like, you guys are coworkers? Like, Brittany, you work there? Like, I didn't know you work with her. Like, you know her? Is that how you met? Blah, blah, blah. Like, is that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just, like, going in, and I'm like, no, I don't work with her. Like, I'm trying to hear the story. If you could shut up, we could figure out what's happening. And then, like, literally, like, he was, like, copying her. Like, she was, like, talking, and he's, like, literally repeating what she says, like, every 5 seconds. And he, like, thinks he's being fucking funny. And it's so annoying. And I'm just like, can you shut up? Like, she's trying to tell the story. Can you shut up? Oh, my God. I was so, like, I could not even focus on the story because every single time she would start talking, he was, like, a fucking, like, a 5-year-old or something. Like, literally just being, like, like, oh, this, oh, that. And just, like, taking bits and pieces out of her story and, like, just, like, stealing the whole attention. And it's, like, I don't know. Because I feel like if you, by being, like, shut up, can you shut the fuck up? Like, I feel like that makes guys talk more because they're getting what they want. Like, they want to piss you off and you're getting pissed off, and that is like their fire to keep them going. So you just have to completely ignore them. But like, it was just so much, like, me or her were either like, dude, you have to shut the fuck up, like, you are so fucking annoying, you don't even get it. And I think he just like thought we were joking or something, which I'm like, I don't feel like when I'm mean to a man, like, I might, like, my tone of voice might be a little bit of a joking way, but I feel like you can tell, like, I'm not fucking joking. Like, I, like, hate you. But, oh my God, it was so horrible. And then it was, like, she kept being, like, stop doing that, and, like, kept telling him to stop doing this thing, and he kept on doing it. And it's, like, you know what? This just goes back to the fucking creepers. Like, you tell them to stop, like, they don't take no for an answer. They don't take stop for an answer. And it's, like, so clear because that's what's happening literally right now in this situation. Yes, it's not physically, but, like, it's the same thing. Like, you're not taking no for an answer. You're not taking stop. You're not taking shut the fuck up. Like, and it's, like, we wonder why everyone's a fucking creep, but it's, like, every single thing ever, like, I'm sorry, every single thing ever is rooted in misogyny or racism. Like, you cannot fucking tell me otherwise. And, like, yeah, maybe I am too deep, and maybe I am just, like, whatever, but no, I'm literally just paying attention, and I can tell by the way you're saying something or the way that you're acting, like, this is not just this. Like, it is deeper than what you fucking think. Like, I don't know. And I try to, like, it's, like, I can be fun party girl and, like, just have all these deep thoughts in my head, or I can, like, you know, say them out loud. But, God, I just, like, it's getting so hard to be around men and just, like, not be, like, why the fuck are you doing this? Like, why are you doing that? And yeah, it just makes me lose my mind because, like, now that I hate men so much, like, it's just so easy to be like, oh, there it is. There's that thing. Like, it's all these fucking dog whistles where it's like, oh, yeah, and that's that, and that's that. And it's like, it's all connected. Like, it's all fucking connected. And it's just crazy that, like, we all just sit here and take it. And it's like, I don't like to consider myself someone who sits here and takes it anymore, just because I feel like in any other situation I absolutely wouldn't, but out of respect for the people, like, whose peers these are, like, you know, I can't just say something in this situation. And, like, I don't know, it's just weird. But I promise any other chance I get, I'm on it, because fuck no, God, ugh. I feel like I'm being a hater ass fucking bitch, and I know every time that I hate on men, like, I feel like bad after, because I don't want to be swaying, I don't want to make you hate men more, but I feel like I hate men so much, and I try to give them the benefit of doubt every time I finally experience another man, and then it just completely validates every experience and belief and thought and feeling that I have, like, even more. So, I don't know what to say, but I don't want to make this a hating men podcast, but I just feel like it's a big part. Every time I encounter a man, I'm like, exactly, like, this is, like, why I hate men. Like, it's a big, like, I have big feelings every time I see a man, and, like, it just keeps getting worse and worse, even though I'm trying to give benefit of doubt and make it better and better, and, like, it just seems impossible. Like, I just don't think that there's men worth having in my life out there. Anyway, I had a lot of things I want to talk about, but I really feel like shit. I think my head is starting to feel better, but I kind of feel like I'm going to throw up more. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I think I might come in some other time during the week and do another episode, because I'm like, this is very hateful, full of hate. And I don't want it to be. I'm not just like, how can I hate on men today? I literally was like living my life. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a fun little thing. Like, it's going to be good. And like, you know, I haven't been around men in a long time. Like, maybe this can like, this is a growing experience or something. And then I see the men and then they act all the ways that has made me hate them before. And I'm just like, oh my god, like, I feel like, because it's like, I feel like when I say I hate men, a lot of times people will be like, well, it's not all men, and I say, okay, well, maybe it's not all men, but every single man that I've ever encountered, it is. And then I proceed to encounter more men, and it is the same every time. And so I'm like, I don't understand how you're telling me it's not all men, but it is. Like, every man that I know, it is. Like, I just feel like, okay, because okay, there was like probably like 7 to 10 to fucking felt like a million men at this thing. And okay, oh, you know what, there was one man that was cool. He was cool. He was a little uncle. And you know what? He was funny. He came in cracking jokes. He never made a creepy comment. He never was, like, degrading women or anything like that. Like, he was cool, you know? Let me think. Yeah, I don't think I have anything bad to say about him. But he was funny. Like, he made a few funny jokes. So, I guess there's that. So, that was cool. Maybe that had shifted. Okay, let's see. How can I grow from this? He was funny. I like funny people. But also, see what I'm thinking, okay, a funny man also is making me go back to another hate. I am turning it into hate, and I do think this is a little bit unhealthy. But I hate it whenever men make stupid-ass jokes, and they pause and look at you and wait for you to laugh. I do not want a fake laugh ever again in my life. I like laughing, and I do not want to sit here and pretend that you're funny when you're making some degrading or fucked up joke. Like, it's not funny, bitch. What's fucking funny is that you think you're funny. Like, okay, no. See, this is too hater. I take that back. Damn it. God, I'm just like, oh, I hate men so much. I hate men so much. I hate them so much. And I just wish that, I don't know, because I feel like I'm thinking what my mom would say. But also, see, here's the thing, is my mom, whenever I first started expressing how much I hate men and, like, realizing how much I hate men, she loved to be like, well, it's not all men, you can't say that. And then, like, now, like, obviously for my birthday and stuff, like, I make her come out with us and, like, experience, like, our little life. And she's a married woman, like, she's at home and she works from home and, like, she's a homebody. Like, she likes to be at home. So, she doesn't experience a lot of men in her day-to-day. Oh, actually, I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. But whenever I make her come out for my birthday and stuff, and, like, that guy was telling me I turn him on by singing a song. Like, what the fuck? Like, and then, like, just getting all the catcalls and the creeps and everything like that. And I'm like, do you see, like, why? Like, I hate men, so I stay away from them. But this is unavoidable. I cannot avoid men catcalling me in public places. So that's my next impression of men. So it's like, okay, yep. And that just reminds me to stay away even more, because what the fuck is this? You're yelling at me to sexualize me? And then you want me to like that? Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit is weird as hell. So, okay, so maybe I don't hate men. I hate the male conditioning, because they've been taught and raised in a world that teaches them to hate women and treat them like objects. So it's not the men I hate, because they're kind of a victim in this situation a little bit. But at some point, because I feel like I've been a victim to the conditioning for a long time, and I'm finally being like, what the fuck is that? This shit is so fucked up. And I do think, as individuals, that is our job, is to reflect and unlearn. Also, I understand that a lot of people never bat an eye at it. So are they to blame for that or not? And some would say no, and some days I say no, but other days, yes, because what you're doing is fucked up, bitch. Okay. Whatever. With all the male hate, now we can just shout out Brody again for giving me the deep thoughts and the emotional intelligence, because the male conditioning, I think he was a victim of it, and I think that he has learned to reverse it in ways and reflect and grow and look at that, a healthy man. Fuck it up, bitch. Okay, so yay. Yeah, I'm probably gonna come back. I need to come back another time before the next episode, because I want to release something a little more loving. Because that, I did want to talk about that, but I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about today, but I feel like I just felt like shit, so I haven't been my best self, and I've just been thinking about, kind of, instead of getting deeper into my thoughts, I feel like I just kind of shared what I've already thunk, okay? But I'm not saying all men are bad, but I am saying every man I've ever met is. Oh, and... Okay, here's the thing. Okay, this guy from my high school, I had posted about how they've got, oh, fuck, I need to know her name. Nicole Caller, is that her name? Caller? Whatever. The Democrat, from Fort Worth is locked inside the House of Chambers overnight. Okay, that I reposted that my story, and this person from my high school said, truth be told, I don't talk to a lot of people from blank, our hometown, because I hate how conservative everyone is there. Seeing this posted by someone from there is a relief. And I was like, you know what, real as fuck, because I feel the same way. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you know, he's cool too. Like, he's not creeping. But then it's also like, he is a good who literally sexually assaulted me all the way from sixth grade until we graduated high school. So, what the fuck? But then also after high school, I realized, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is weird as hell. And then everyone was like, that is weird as fuck. And I was like, oh, it is? Like, I thought that was, like, normal. And I was like, that's not fucking normal. So I blocked him and then all this shit. And then he was like, why did she block me? Like, asking my friends. And so I was like, you can tell him. Like, you can tell him that I fucking looked at this shit and realized, like, that was so not okay. And then he was like, oh my god, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I do think that's fucked up. Like, actually looking back on it, like, I did not realize that. Like, I am really sorry. And, like, sent me a really genuine apology. So, like, that's kind of cool, I guess. Like, you know, growth and, like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's because he had male conditioning and then reflected and realized that that was actually fucked up. And yeah. Because I do think I am able to forgive him a little bit. Just because I'm like, I feel like there's so many situations where it was like so bad. But I mean, growth, I guess. So, whatever. But I was kind of like, oh, okay, like, because we were friends, like, throughout this whole time from sixth grade to high school, like, we were friends, we were close, and I just didn't look at this shit as being weird as fuck until later, and then I was like, you're right, that is weird as fuck, like, I, what the fuck, and then whenever I said that was weird as fuck, like, obviously he, like, reflected, and I was like, oh, yeah, that is weird as fuck, so, whatever, but yeah, I don't know. Fucking weird. But anyway, I love you. I hope that you don't encounter a shit man this week. And I hope that you remember that you do not have to grow. And it's a choice. And you should be so proud of yourself for ever wanting to grow. And there's going to be days that you grow a lot. And there's going to be days that you don't grow at all. But you can't put pressure on yourself like that. Otherwise, it's never going to work out in your favor as it should. Okay, I love you so much. I'm so sorry that I was a fucking bitch today. And I want to, see, it's like I'm half sorry and I'm half not sorry. Because, like, I'm not sorry because everything I am saying is true. But I am sorry because it is so negative and hate, like, I don't want to be putting hate out in the world, and I just feel like I'm receiving the hate and I need to share about the hate so you don't feel like you're fucking crazy for also hating. Or maybe I'm teaching you that I'm too much of a hater and you don't want to be like me. I don't want to be like me either in my hate. Okay, I love you. We're gonna grow. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna save this, and the next episode is gonna be good because we're gonna be talking about something better, and I'm gonna be spreading love in the world and not hate. And I'm really not trying to spread hate. I know I keep saying that, but I feel like it's a little contradicting because I did hate a lot, but whatever. I love you. Bye.